And you're going to hear the term Cyber Monday today, the day consumers go back to work after Thanksgiving and spend a bunch of money shopping online. But it turns out that Black Friday, last Friday, when everyone goes shopping at the actual stores, wasn't this year what it once was, with fewer people going to the actual stores and more people going online all the time. Jill Schlesinger of CBS News joins us from New York with more on this. Hi, Jill.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. And is Black Friday losing some of its luster, its power?
Yeah, it's sort of like Brown Friday, I guess. I don't know. I mean, look, it's still a big day. There's still a lot of people shopping. I think that what's clearly happening is that retailers are starting the season a lot earlier. I mean, literally, they start promoting the holidays on November 1st, right? The day after Halloween. And as a result, I think that beginning the season so much earlier has gotten consumers shopping earlier. Doesn't mean they're going to spend less money, but it might detract from some of these big designated days like a Black Friday or even a Cyber Monday.
Well, and also you don't need to wait until Monday to use your office computer, which is why everybody did that, because people probably have better powered computers right in their hands and their phones than they would have at work.
Yeah, I mean, if we go back, Cyber Monday started about a decade ago because everyone's internet connections at home were really slow.
Right.
And so everyone, except maybe you, Jeremy, you good guy, went and poached their employer's systems, which were faster. Then retailers responded, gave them great deals, and it became this thing called Cyber Monday. Now, that said, I just got an update from Adobe Digital, which is sticking by its prediction that Cyber Monday sales are set to top $3 billion. It would make it the largest online sales day ever. So we're still buying stuff online today, even though we can do it from our phones or our tablets or our boss's computers.
Well, and actually, from personal experience, I went to an actual store on Wednesday before Thanksgiving when nobody was in there, which was a really joyful shopping experience. And I went online and bought something yesterday from home on a Sunday. But are people shopping more or less overall this year? What are they expected to do?
Well, I mean, look, the expectations are a little bit all over the place. Here's what we know. We know foot traffic is down and web traffic is up, but total sales are probably going to increase somewhere between 2% and 4% over last year. Mm. I know you might think that sounds pretty small, but, you know, many Americans are still saying they're very economically insecure. So it doesn't surprise me that much. And as much as we thought that perhaps Americans would spend some of their savings at the gas pumps in some of these stores, that may not happen. I should also note that, you know, when you think about total holiday spending, we're not even into the whole season yet, right? It really is November and all of December. And so more information will be emerging over the weeks ahead.
How important is the holiday shopping season for retailers at this point? Is it as important as it always has been?
Well, it depends on the retailer. I mean, it really does. Obviously, when we got a terrible third quarter earnings report from a place like Macy's or Nordstrom, it becomes imperative that those retailers really come to the table on the holiday season and deliver to their shareholders something special. But I will say that many more retailers are spreading things out across the year. You know, it's like one CEO of a large retail chain said to me, you know, it's not as if we don't do anything for 10 months and start doing something in the last 2 months of the year. We're working pretty hard. I will also say that we are seeing the convergence of the brick and mortar and the digital worlds. And it's really fascinating to see the amount of money that a place like Walmart has spent online. And also, you know, conversely, hear that Microsoft is going to open a physical store in New York. I don't know what they're doing there, but they're doing it.
Jill Schlesinger of CBS News. Jill, thank you.
Great to be with you.